You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and news finance update for this Wednesday, the 21st of September 2022. Later, why Coles has decided to sell its petrol assets, but first to the cost of building a home, which is rising because of a lack of tradies. I spoke with the managing director of Brickworks earlier today after the company posted a record $854 million statutory full-year profit. Here's my chat with Brickworks MD, Lindsay Partridge. Lindsay, firstly, there's a lot of interest in the residential property side of the business and commentary there. So can we start with inflationary pressures, pushing up cost of building materials, for example? What are you seeing right now? And for those people looking to renovate or build, for example, do you see an easing of costs and when?
Well, I think one of the big drivers has been really the increase in the cost of trades. But at the moment, we're still seeing that there's a shortage of trades, and housing isn't getting built in the normal sort of efficient manner. It's been built out of sequence, if you like. So, give you an example. You know, the frame of the house is up, the roof tiles are on, but it's wrapped in paper, but the inside's all fitted out. It's waiting for the brickworks to go up because they can't get a bricklayer. So that sort of disruption is increasing costs. I think the main pressure for actual raw materials has gone through, and hopefully they'll stabilise going forward.
So for your business then, what do you see as the biggest challenge right now? Is it a business-specific issue, and how are you managing it?
Yeah, it's not so much a business. I think it's worldwide. I mean, there's been a huge increase in international freight rates and then bubbled up after the Ukraine war started, and then see them coming back. We're seeing more availability of ships now, so that's helping. But there's a shortage of containers out there. There's a shortage of pallets. There's a shortage of trucks. You know, there's a whole lot of things that are in short supply. And my concern would be that, you know, what's going on in Europe with energy shortage, that we might get another wave of supply shock as a lot of European manufacturers go offline.
Locally, the other issue is interest rates climbing. Some economists are saying 3.5% around that area. The market's saying up to 4%. Are you worried that if interest rates get that high for both for the state or the residential property market and for the broader economy?
Well, the Reserve's going to increase interest rates until they slow things up. I mean, if they don't slow things up, they won't get inflation under control. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, one of the most sensitive areas in the economy is housing. And, you know, we're seeing reports, anecdotal reports, that the number of people coming through display homes, for example, is way down. But, you know, they're sitting on a big pipeline of work. So eventually interest rates will bite. And, you know, it runs a bit behind. I noticed with my own mortgage that, you know, the rates that went through, you know, 6 and 8 weeks ago are only turning up this month in the actual payments. So there's quite a delay there. It's when the people see the payments, I think they'll sort of have a second thought.
Lindsay, you lead the Diversity Council at Brickworks. What does diversity and inclusion mean for you? And what kind of goals do you have? How are you meeting them?
Well, that varies. Diversity means different things in different countries. In Australia, I mean, we've got a very diverse, as far as heritage is concerned, already. I mean, we don't even think anything of it. We're such a diverse race. So it's really more focused on making sure there's opportunities there for females to get the balance more even there. But, of course, in America, that's quite a different thing. You know, we have you know, a couple of major groups of people within the American economy, and so therefore diversity has got a double meaning there. It's not only looking at the male-female balance, but it's also looking at the, you know, what the ethnicity is of people to make sure we've got a balance that represents the broader economy.
What about sustainability? Yesterday, one of the lead stories was Fortescue talking about going net zero. What kind of initiatives do you have?
Well, we've actually already made a lot of progress. I mean, we've been worried about this for the last 15 years. And since 2005, I think it was the beginning of the measure period for the government, trying to get down to 43-44% by 2030, you know, we're already at 42% reduction. So, you know, we're already there, but it takes us a long time to build new kilns and things. So we've got to keep on it to keep progressing. But we've also got a lot of other things in the pipeline. I mean, we've already got two plants that run on landfill gas. We've got another plant that runs on biomass. We're looking at, we've got this working party with DeLorean Energy. We're working, turning bio waste, in other words, food waste, into gas. And I think ethically, I think that really excites me because I don't think anybody, you know, ethically agrees with waste of food. In a city like Sydney, you know, there's 3 or 4 million tonnes of waste food a year. So we can turn that to gas. I think that's a really positive for our society.
And just finally, and I guess maybe on the lighter side, I'm keen to know of any building trends you're seeing right now, things that customers are demanding, types of products, materials that's high in demand at the moment?
Yeah, well, we went through a long period there where everything was monochromatics and a lot of very refined glazed bricks and things. But we're seeing since the pandemic, people are looking for more homely sort of colours, a lot more colour movement, models, these sort of products. So we're finding those sort of products and reclaimed products are very popular. So they're the sort of growing trends.
Lindsay Partridge there, the Managing Director of Brickworks. Now to the Australian share market, which fell today to a two-month low, the S&P ASX 200 down 1.6%, 6,700. For more, I spoke earlier with Hebe Chen. She's an analyst at IG Markets.
Yes, the price action in the Australian market is firstly tracking what has happened in the US market last night, but fundamentally it looks like the traders are taking a very defensive positions ahead of tomorrow morning Australian Times FOMC meeting rate decisions. And you just mentioned about 2 months low, that's meaningful as well. Because if you're looking for the 2 months ago in mid-July, that's when the market, the traders start to price in the scenario that central bank will start to slowing down the tightening as early as September. Well, now we know it's not the case, so it looks like the market has been kind of trying to correct the mistake projection that has made before and getting into the new cycle of repricing.
Okay, let's get into the most important story. That's that US interest rate decision tomorrow morning, which you mentioned earlier. What's the market expecting and what are the implications for the market?
Yes, you're right. The this September FOMC meeting is probably one of the most important in 3 months' time. There are three sets of information for the market to digest. The first one, as you mentioned, is the interest rate decisions. The market is now expecting a 75 basis point. That will be the third time for this super size. And the second one is more also important is the central bank will release a report called the Summary of the Economy Projection. And that will answer a lot of questions for the market, either from the view that whether or not we should be still confident for a soft landing in US, whether or not we should be start to talking about a recession concern again. So there will be quite a lot of information for the market to look into it and then to talk about. And the third one, which is also interest rate related, is called the plot slot, which will be mapping out what will be the next tightening cycle that we can expect in. So all of them kind of dumping a lot of information to the market and definitely will have significant impact in the close the all the financial market, the stock market, the forex market, the commodity market as well.
Okay, if we can just focus on the Australian share market and a couple of our local company stories. Coles is selling its petrol retailing business to Viva Energy, saying its express service stations delivered the lowest return on capital among its broader retail businesses. Now, I thought petrol was a good business as prices rise, is it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah, this is definitely the headline today. Well, I'll start from the numbers. If you're looking for the revenue generated from the express point of view, the revenue generated from the express actually is the worst performer. If you're looking back into the financial report from the Coles for last financial year, the increase from the express has been, the revenue coming from the express is dropping about 5%, while the other sector, the supermarket and liquor sector, increased about 2 to 5%. My explanation or assumption behind that is I think it's reflecting first that people are changing their transportation behaviors. Either, for example, more people working from home. Or the other reason is, as you mentioned, the rising oil price early this year, kind of pushing people try to change or go into option for the electronic vehicles, which will reduce the energy consumption as well. And that is, could be one of the reasons to explain the dropping in the numbers. And the two, another set of numbers which I'm looking at is in terms of margin-wise. If you're looking for the margin, the earning coming from the express after the interest is dropping about 37% for the last financial year, which offsetting all the other gains from the supermarket and the liquor sector. So which has tells me that the cost-wise perspective from the express, either from the cost of goods or the cost of labor-wise, are not ideal for Coles if it's trying to focus on the supermarket chain.
That's Hebe Chen there from IG Markets.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.